these are six of the seven tow companies that entered into contracts with the city of Detroit in 2022, almost a year ago today, to provide police towing for the city. The main couple things that we have issues with, the foremost one stems back to 2018. In 2018, September, a new law went into effect that said that a local unit of government, such as a municipality, could not operate its own towing service or storage facility, but they were grandfathered in if they already had one in place. So 10 days before the September 30 effective date of the law, the city of Detroit threw together a very ragtag bunch of tow trucks and said, hey, we've got a towing operation. They hadn't trained any of their drivers. They had just gotten trucks. They had just figured out what land they were going to use. And one of our contentions is that they did not have a towing and storage operation in place at the time that the law went into effect. Yet they have been running one since. And one of the things is we want a judicial opinion as to whether they are lawfully running a towing operation or not. And in fact, we don't think they are, and we'd like to see it shut down.
And so what are some of the other grievances in this lawsuit?
Well, in 2020, then Chief Craig wrote a letter to the towers that were towing for the city of Detroit at that time. And I think there were 15 or 16 of them at that point time. They weren't under contract. They weren't. I take that back. The permits were still going at that time, I believe. So the ones that were towing for the city were working under a permit system. And in that letter, he said that the internal towing company of the city of Detroit, the internal operation, would only tow 25% of all police authorized towing, meaning that the contract towers would tow the other 75%. Based on the numbers that my clients are doing now, we feel that they are doing far more than 25%. And on top of that, that letter was incorporated into both the request for proposals when they were looking for contract towers in the beginning of 2022. The request for proposals went out, and Chief Craig's letter was incorporated into that, saying that the 25% would be abided by. And it was also incorporated into the contract that my clients entered into with the city in December of 2022. So rather than just being a letter, it's a contract term. And we feel that it's a breach of contract, that they're doing more than the 25%. As well, the contract said that all evidence vehicles and all forfeiture vehicles that were being towed would be towed to the Detroit city-operated tow yards. And my clients would tow all the other vehicles, the abandoned vehicles, the accident vehicles, to their own towing yards. And thus they'd get not only the tow on them, but the storage. However, in the last 6 months, the police have been directing nearly every vehicle, whether it's evidence, forfeiture, accident, abandoned, to their own lots. So my clients aren't getting any of that storage. So there's another breach of the contract.
So it's been ramping up over the last 6 months, because that was one of my questions, is why now has the lawsuit been filed?
It's been filed now mainly because my clients are kind of at the end of their rope. They, in order to even qualify for the RFP, the request for proposals, they have so many hoops to jump through, from the way that their facility is set up to their offices, to the amount of space they have, to the number of trucks they have, all kinds of things. And so they spend a lot of money to get their facilities, their equipment, their employees to a position that they can even apply for it. And all of those are built into the contract. And if they're not keeping up their end of those things, they can be let go by the police department. So they've made this big investment, and they're counting on the contract to provide them with income that will, you know, help counter that investment. And that income is going away. In truth, my clients didn't want to do this. we wanted to work with the police, and they made a lot of efforts to try and say, hey, can we, this isn't right. But it fell on deaf ears, and they feel like they're biting the hand that feeds them, but they felt like they didn't have a choice. We've been talking about this for months, and the first couple of months were, should we do this? Because they knew that once you step over this, problems could ensue. The way that this should work is a partnership. The police need this service and need it done well and need it done efficiently by professionals. And we would love to work as a partnership. It's the best. We would love to sit down at the table and say, look, let's make this work. We don't want to be here. We don't want to bring a lawsuit, but it's not working as a partnership. It's working as a dictatorship.
And so what are the next steps in this lawsuit? Has the city responded at this point?
Well, they have to be served with a copy of the complaint. And I sent that out by certified mail the other day. I haven't gotten a receipt back yet. So first they have to be served, and then they have to file an answer. And then it starts rolling.
And so what do you think the likelihood is for this case to go to a jury trial, as the plaintiffs are requesting?
I hope it doesn't happen. I hope that we sit down at the table and work things out. That would be the best. My folks want to tow for the city. They want to do it under the terms of the contract that they worked out. And that would be great. And hopefully the city of Detroit wants to do the same thing. We're ready to sit and talk. We don't want to be here, but they forced our hand.